Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Now we continue our election series, That's My Issue, where you describe events in your life that have helped to shape your politics. See our growing gallery of stories and add your own at wnyc.org/issues. You can also make a That's My Issue badge to share on social media. For the on-air portion today, we'll take calls on how becoming a homeowner has shaped your politics. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Later in the hour, we'll talk to Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino about homeowners resisting a zoning change that would allow multifamily dwellings, often that means more rental units, to be built in their neighborhoods. And it's a hotly contested political issue in Westchester. That's coming up. But it brings up the larger question of how becoming a homeowner affects people's politics in various ways. How has it for you? 212-433-WNYC. Did it make you more liberal or conservative in any way? Did it make you more sympathetic to questions like in Westchester about who gets to live near you and who decides, or how changes in the neighborhood affect property values? 212-433-9692. Does it pit the value you may place on race and class integration against the financial value of your home? 212-433-9692. Did becoming a homeowner make you a more responsible neighbor in some way because you suddenly felt you had more of a personal stake in the condition of things? Or as a renter, would you take issue with the premise of that? But did it feel that way to you when you bought? 212-433-WNYC. Or that's my issue question for today. How did becoming a homeowner change you in any way politically? 212-433-9692. And what about when the housing bubble burst? Did that change your politics with respect to home ownership? Did you realize something new about the funny relationship to our homes as places to live and financial instruments? And what about if you have sold a home or recently had trouble selling a home in the current market? Did that affect your politics in any way? 212-433-WNYC. And last thought, what about if you've been foreclosed on or seen your neighbors foreclosed on? Remember the Rick Santelli CNBC rant that helped to launch the Tea Party? It was a rant against the idea of the government providing foreclosure relief. Santelli asked, do you want the government paying for your neighbor to have a house with an extra bedroom that they can't afford? So did the foreclosure crisis or foreclosure relief proposals push you toward the Tea Party, away from the Tea Party? However, anything having to do with your home ownership or that of people you know has affected your politics. That's my issue topic for today. Call us up and we'll take your calls right after this. 212-433-9692, or post it to wnyc.org/issues. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and speaking of our election coverage at the conventions, we'll be asking our That's My Issue question of convention delegates next week in Tampa, the week after that in Charlotte. We'll see how all these people who became party activists of either party, in either party, develop the strength of their political conviction. Did it come through personal experiences? We want you to post your That's My Issue story, what happened in your life that helped shape your politics, to our special website for this, and make a badge that you can share on social media. That's fun to do at wnyc.org/issues. And our That's My Issue question for the air today: how did becoming a homeowner influence your politics? Chris in Bridgeport, you're on WNYC. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Well, I became a homeowner about 6 years ago. I'm 30 now, and I became a homeowner and a landlord 3 years ago. I bought a house, three-family house in Bridgeport. And So I've had the experience of dealing with tenants and living in the neighborhood as well, which is mostly, I'd say maybe split 50-50 between owner-occupied and tenant houses. And I feel like I have a lot more stake in my neighborhood. I feel part of an ownership, being an owner, that I don't necessarily see in people that rent, and maybe not through their own fault. A lot of people move frequently, but I think my politics, to get to your point, probably turned a little more conservative, being that I think people, when they have something at stake, they have more of a likelihood to want to vote or be part of their community and be active. I don't know if that makes it more conservative, but that's my point.
That's your view of human nature in a way. Does it relate to any policy position that you've moved toward as a result?
Because I've been robbed a couple times in my place, I tend to be a little tougher on crime now. Bridgeport, has a lot of crime, and robberies aren't on the top of the list of things that police have to deal with. But it's victim crimes like that, aside from drugs and whatever. But, I see a lot of crime going on, and I would vote for someone who would try to promise, to be tougher on crime.
Chris, thanks for your call. I appreciate you starting us off today. Sean in Red Bank, you're on WNYC. Hi, Sean.
Yeah, hey, Brian. Thanks for taking the call. I refied my house in 2007, used a lot of the equity to do some long-planned renovation, and then watched as the market collapsed. And that experience caused me to really start to investigate how the big banks work, started reading a lot about it, and have discovered since that the financial system is a scary one. I've even started my own blog, and I think it's really... Well, maybe not radicalized, but certainly push my politics, especially with respect to our banking system, further to the left, and made me very angry with people like Matt Taibbi and some of Gretchen Morgenstern and people like that, that maybe I didn't pay as much attention to before having that experience.
Any particular policy you'd like to see with respect to the banks?
I listened to something the other day on one of Bill Moyer's shows. I don't remember the woman's name, but she suggested that maybe the big banks should be treated like utilities, and there's a lot of sense in that given how the taxpayers are insuring and really protecting so much of the banking transactions and giving the banks, especially the big ones, the ability to make money. And when you read about things like that, what happened with J.P. Morgan and over $3 billion that they gambled away, I think there may be some sense in that.
And yeah, and people who want to return to something like Glass-Steagall, where the investment firms are separate from what we think of as a bank, where we put our deposits and get our home loans. They say banking should be boring and investment should be something else. So it kind of goes along with what you were saying. Sean, thank you very much. Guillermo in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Guillermo.
Hi, Brian. I'm happy to be here. Now, just to let you know, I was listening to your program in Brazil, online in Brazil, for a few years. Now I'm in the States.
Great.
So, yes, the housing question. I came to the U.S., and now my father-in-law is a building owner. He's a homeowner in Brooklyn, and I'm getting into the business of taking care of the buildings for him. So, before, I was all in favor of the tenants. Whenever there was a dispute, the tenant is always right. Now that I have to go to court and check people's apartments and look at people who are not paying, my views are changing, because I think... I don't know, sometimes I think there's too much assistance in this country, that people who are receiving some money from the government to pay for rent should not be receiving that money. Now, because then I get to see in their houses, I see how much electronics they have, how many TVs and computers. So I wonder about that. So that's it, how my views have changed.
Guillermo, thank you very much. I hope you call us again. Rachel in Stamford, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment about the property values and municipalities in relationship to the housing bubble. We purchased a house in Stamford in 2001 and watched closely as the we had several reassessments and three, I think, in a 10-year period, And what became clear to me was the role of the municipalities and the interest that they had in increasing property values, the assessed values, in increasing tax revenues. And I think that goes really underreported and underinvestigated in the context of the larger housing bubble discussions. There's a lot of discussion on banks and mortgage brokers, and but nobody's really talking about the money grab that was going on with regards to the local municipalities and kind of feeding the political machine, especially in a largely Democratic state like Connecticut.
Of course, at the same time, the bottom was falling out of state and local revenues, so maybe that was one of their ways of trying to make up for it. What do you think should be done?
Well, I just think there should be, you know, for me, it really opened my eyes about, you know, not just here locally in Connecticut, but it made me really appreciate and realize some of the seeds of urban sprawl. And I grew up in the Midwest, so I really, you know, saw the full exposure of it, you know, in, you know, the last 30 or 40 years, and how that's really physically it's changed our landscape. And I don't know, maybe there needs to be other measures with regards to the approval of development, whether it's commercial or residential. There needs to be some monitoring from the general public on how that gets approved and goes forward. But right now it's just tied up with, you know, the local municipalities. Mm-hmm. And frankly, there's a little bit of a conflict of interest because, you know, there's a profit motive.
Thank you for your call. And certainly we've gotten lots of calls over the last few years from homeowners unhappy about the fact that it seemed like their property values were going down, but their property taxes were going up. Anthony in Massapequa, you're on the air. Hi, Anthony.
Hi, how you doing today?
Okay, how about you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I'm calling because I recently purchased a home in Massapequa, and I'm kind of moving more towards conservative in my economic policies. And the reason is I see a lot of the news and readings that they're trying to bail out a lot of the homeowners who bought houses that they really couldn't afford. And I know in my neighborhood as well as others, I bought a one-level ranch, knew that I could afford it, put 20% down, and now people are getting money towards lowering their principal, lowering their interest rates. And if I knew that was going to happen, to be honest with you, I would have bought a house I couldn't have afforded, not paid my mortgage, and then have been living in a really nice house that I couldn't have afforded but now can live there. That makes me move, like I said, towards more of a conservative view.
Thank you very much. And Jody in Stamford, you're on the air. Hi, Jody.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call.
What's your story?
Well, before I became a homeowner, I was probably 100% liberal. And now that I am a homeowner, if it's possible, I'm even more liberal.
it's not mathematically possible, but maybe it's emotionally possible. Go ahead.
I'm really bad at math anyway. I find that now that I'm a homeowner and I can see how taxes, you need them in order to make a city run. So often you hear Republicans want to lower taxes, and I really don't see that that can happen when we need taxes to generate revenue to make a city run.
Jody, thank you very much. Well, we're going to leave it there. And listeners, we appreciate all these stories of how home ownership has affected your politics. We're collecting them, remember, on our That's Our Issues website. Just go to wnyc.org/issues, wnyc.org/issues. You can write down your story of how becoming a homeowner or anything that's happened to you in your own life has helped to shape your politics. We also have a little tool there that's easy to use where you can make your That's My Issue badge and share it on social media. You can even record your story in audio right on your computer because we have a tool for that. We're collecting stories from all kinds of people about all kinds of things in your lives, from all kinds of places. What in your own personal experience has helped to shape your politics in this election year? Go to wnyc.org/issues, and we'll continue this series with another question along these lines on tomorrow's show. Coming up next, we continue homeowners on this topic in a different kind of way. Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino on the approval of a new Tappan Zee Bridge and why he's fighting that court agreement to allow more desegregated affordable housing in the county. Stay with us.